of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. All day on 95.7 KJR.
Listen to this. Over 1,000 diamond rings were purchased in the month of March at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. Can you believe that? Over 1,000 diamond rings. You know why? Because when people came in and found out what their diamond rings were really worth, they decided to sell them right there on the spot at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. People came from Arlington, from Bainbridge, from Lakewood. They brought in rings that were worth $5,000, $12,000. One customer even brought in a princess cut diamond ring and walked out with $18,500. With GIA accredited jewelry professionals at each of their three stores, they walk you through the process, they show you what they're really worth, and they do it all for free. Shop around, but you will end up at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. It doesn't matter if you think your ring is worth a few hundred or $20,000. Get to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins because they pay you the true value of your diamond rings.
Regents Blue Shield, connecting members to people and resources that matter to their health. Regents Blue Shield serves select counties in Washington and is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
If you've been reading one of those big so-called news websites, you may have read the story about the male mongoose migrating meticulously through Madagascar. You may have seen the one about tawdry troubled teens tormenting traffic in Timbuktu. And you may have realized that most of that stuff has absolutely no bearing whatsoever on your life. That's why there's the Kitsap Sun, your in-depth source for sports, business, lifestyle, and politics. From breaking national stories right down to the local news that's relevant to you. So, stop wasting your time reading that perfectly puzzling piece on Polish politicians paving their proponents and get the news that actually affects your life. The Kitsap Sun, putting your world in your hands. Get it in print, on your mobile device, and online at kitsapsun.com.
It will be an arduous journey of epic proportions, venturing out into the great unknown. Exposed to the rugged, unforgiving elements, struggling for survival when...
So, you're going car camping for the weekend. Here at Les Schwab, we can get you travel ready in no time. That's because every tire we sell comes with lifetime protection, including free pre-trip safety checks and more, plus a great price. That's our best tire value promise.
I could hug you.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Hi, I'm Dan Rowe, owner of Evergreen Ford in Issaquah. The Evergreen Ford Summer Spectacular Blockbuster Sales Event starts now, and it's definitely our biggest savings event of the year on the cars you want and must have. Every Ford car will be marked $4,000 off MSRP. Every Focus, every Fusion, Fiesta, even hybrids, $4,000 off MSRP. But I'll make it better. How about 100 mile per gallon energy, $4,000 off MSRP? And not just a few, but hundreds of these models, all discounted $4,000 off MSRP. And these deals are only at Evergreen Ford in Issaquah. Come in today and save thousands. And by the way, I'll even throw in EcoBoost, crossovers, and SUVs, including the all-new Escape, $4,000 off MSRP. That's right, every EcoBoost, crossover, and all-new Escape, $4,000 off MSRP. This is the true savings event of the summer. Check us out at evergreenford.com or, as always, exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
Welcome to an elevation where dull cannot exist. Welcome to the Snoqualmie Casino Summer Concert Series. This is how summer heats up. Put your happy hands together for Bill Engvall, Whitesnake, Dwight Yoakam, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Robert Cray, and Kool & the Gang. They're just a few of the amazing performers you can enjoy all July and August, all on our stunning panoramic Mountain View Plaza. Only at Snoqualmie Casino's Summer Concert Series. Above it all, visit snowcasino.com for tickets.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
Visit statefarm.com to find your Seattle-Tacoma area agent.
Celebrating America's great wide open spaces starts with Cabela's 4th of July sale. You'll find everything you need for fishing, camping, and enjoying summer with the whole family. There are savings throughout the store, including 40% off Whoopin' Stick casting and spinning combos, as well as our biggest sale on all 2013 boat models. If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, don't miss Cabela's 4th of July sale, now through July 7th, or shop at Cabela's.com.
My right blinker is on. Has been for miles. Am I turning? Who knows? Maybe we'll turn at this intersection coming up. Maybe not. Am I indecisive? Non-committal? Perhaps. Thing is, I'm not really in charge. My driver is. I just hope if a Chevron station shows up on my right, this blinker is for real.
Your car takes care of you. Take care of it. Don't use low-quality gasoline that can leave crud in the engine. Use the gas that cleans. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car.
All right, summer's here. Better call Josh and get our tent back. Oh, Brian has the bike. And Justin has the kayak.
This year, tell your friends to get their own gear. At the REI Kickstart Summer event, everyone saves up to 25% on some of our favorite gear and clothing. Plus, members earn a $20 bonus card by spending $100 or more. Restrictions apply.
Oops, I've got John's camp stove.
And get yourself something, too. The REI Kickstart Summer event, June 21st through the 30th.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're already working with some heavy traffic out there. Northbound 405 through the S-curves, getting a little more congested. While northbound I-5, you're going to see brake lights from 260th up towards 516. We're definitely seeing heavy rain come down in quite a few areas, so take it easy. 99 northbound at Marginal Way, we've got a spent-out vehicle partially blocking the exit there. So those on and off ramps do tend to be pretty slippery with this heavy rain, so take it easy.
This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate.
Local Allstate agents know the ins and outs of insurance here in the Washington area, so they can offer you all sorts of local insurance advice. They'll help you get the protection you need and the discounts you deserve. Find an agent near you at Allstate.com.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
That's the girl that she wanted to be. She said, baby, I wanna be famous, star of the screen, but you can do something in between. Maybe you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Maybe you can drive my car.
Rolling Stone magazine and call them the world's premier Beatle tribute band. You can catch them tomorrow night at the Showwear Center. It's 1964, live in Bob's Garage.
body's green. Stay mine. I can't help my feeling. I go out of my mind. Gonna let you down.
Let you down.
Leave you fly.
Gonna let you down and leave you fly.
Because I told you before. Oh, you got to die.
95.7 KJR, good morning. About 12 past. You can't do that. Close to the Beatles as you're going to get this side of the ground.
Ooh. You're right.
1964, the tribute. Great guys, too, if you're having a chance to see them. And if you want to see us, Friday night at Tulalip Resort Casino, the Spike and the Impaler show, I got the word yesterday, has been selling like hotcakes, and there's down to their last 100 tickets left, which is good news in a sense because it's general admission. So if you have a master plan for fighting the traffic to get there, you know, you can nuzzle up close. Or if you've seen us in person, you can try to be as far away as possible.
Hang back by the bar and enjoy
right.
yourself.
So we're looking forward to that. We love our friends up at Tulalip. I talked to Jeff. He needs a room.
That Drummond can wear you out. I mean, he's the most deserving of any member. He puts the most hours in, both before and after a show.
Yeah. This morning, as we approach the 4th of July, there's a story of American icons colliding. And the irony in this story, it's just, it's dripping with irony. On the 4th of July, what do we do to celebrate?
We blow stuff up.
That's part of it. Yeah. We blow stuff up.
As a celebration of the fighting that took place with, you know, to make sure this country was independent and free.
You know, that's, I've never heard it put so well before, because I always wondered why we blow stuff up.
Well, that's why.
The rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
And it's to remember the battles.
Yes, it is.
We don't tell the kids that, though. We say we're taking you to see the fireworks.
You're right about that.
We don't say, you know, lots of guys got blowed up. And it was very noisy when that happened. And there were like lights in the sky. So we want friendly lights in the sky that just make you go, ooh, ah, not I just lost my brother. My cousin was killed.
Daddy, what's blowed up mean?
Yes.
Shut up and eat your wooden leg.
Yes, Eric.
It's funny. My son just asked that question. He said, Daddy, am I going to die last night?
Like for the first time in his life, he asked you that?
Well, he actually asked Monique is what he did. I was away at a press screening, and I'm going to have to deal with that today.
Was it a self-awareness thing, or was it related to war and battle?
Well, it was actually related to a good friend of ours. But
a friend of yours passed away.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. And I have to pick him up from daycare today, and he's going to ask me that.
How old is he now?
He's 4.
That's young, very young for that question. I asked that question when I was 6. I remember asking the question.
Do you remember what the answer was?
No, I was asking it of myself. Which is a whole different kind of kid self-awareness.
Well, seriously. We know what the answer is. The question is, are you going to tell him?
The question is, are you going to tell him the truth?
What do you think? I've been agonizing over this.
4th of July, great time. We show you fireworks and we say, see this beautiful firework? It's going to explode, but it's going to be a beautiful thing while it lasts.
I
just
say
like you.
Yes. What's the point of lying about it? What, are you going to say no? Everyone else is going to die, but you, my son, will live forever like a unicorn.
Rent the Lion King. Show him that.
Yeah.
Nah. You would tell a kid that young?
If I was asked a direct question, you're going to get a direct answer. Right.
Do you know what I know what the psychologist answer is. The good parenting answer is, oh, not for a very, very long time.
That too.
It is so far away, you can't even imagine how long it is.
That too.
That's everyone you know will be gone. Mommy, daddy, all your friends, the entire family.
We'll be gone way before you.
Wait,
no, you don't
you'll
tell
be
them
alone
that.
Forever. And then,
by
then
the way,
you'll die.
Now's a good time to talk about you taking care of us when we get older. Because mommy and daddy are going to get very old.
Very quickly,
super
actually.
Super annoying. Yeah. Just when you don't want us to, when you're in the middle of your adult life.
Well, that's interesting. All right, so the icons collide in Kirkland as they have to move their fireworks because of nesting baby eagles.
Wow.
The symbol of our country. the eagle, a symbol of freedom.
Ben Franklin wanted the turkey, by the way, as the American bird.
I know that, yeah.
I don't know how they picked the bald eagle.
Well, I think Ben would have had a good point. Pick something we can market and sell and eat often.
He's a businessman.
Yeah. I mean, can you, you know, there's not much we can do with the eagles. You can't get a pet eagle. You can, you know.
Can't keep them, can't cook them.
You can use it on a logo. We can't even have the feathers because, obviously, a feather, an eagle feather.
If it, I think if it falls freely of its own accord.
Theoretically, yeah. But, right? I mean, but that gets rid of the whole gift shop feather business.
Sure does.
These fell freely of their own accord. I don't think so. I think somewhere you have a whole bunch of eagles in a cage.
It's a creepy-ass gift shop I don't think I ever want to go to.
Be awful to have the turkey as a protected bird.
Yes, it would.
I'd hate that.
The loss of white meat alone?
Ben Franklin didn't want to protect the turkey.
He can't eat a national symbol.
Yes, you can.
Oh, really?
Well, let's see. Are there any national symbols out there that are food for other countries? I mean, the cow should be our name, the hamburger. We are the nation of hamburgers.
They don't eat the cow where they like love that cow.
See? Oh, there you go. Yeah. Well, so there's a national symbol somewhere. It's a religious symbol that they don't eat. You're right.
Right.
So apple pie.
Can you imagine turkeys running all around, just running like crazy, and you couldn't even eat one?
I mean, apple pie is a national symbol, but it's not protected.
Yeah. Well, it's a tradition.
So maybe we'd roll the turkey over to that category, where we admire it, but then we shove it down our gullets.
So in Kirkland, there's a baby eagle's nest in Heritage Park. And bird lovers were... And I can't imagine birds... All animals hate our 4th of July fireworks. I love it. Mm-hmm. But bird lovers were afraid that the little eaglets, which are very delicate and very precarious during this early part of the season, that if the town's fireworks went off too close to them, that the baby eaglets would fall out of the nest, and that'd be it. And so they are going to move the barge 350 yards, which, that's 1,000 feet.
Yeah.
Basically.
And they say it'll open up more of the waterfront, that you will be able to, you know, use more of Kirkland to see from the vantage point they're putting these at.
Now, I'm curious if the Audubon Society said, oh, 1,000 yards? Perfect. The eaglets will love watching the show now. Or whether they were, you know, it doesn't say whether they were satisfied.
Right. That seems like a minimal change, almost unintrusive.
They also say they're going to be heavier on showy colors and lighter on loud booms. It sounds like we're stroking the feathers of the bird lovers a little bit. Members of the Eastside Audubon, which had asked for extra protection, will be there, and they will bring spotting scopes so that they can keep an eye on the adults and the chicks during the fireworks display. This is this has the potential to go YouTube viral, by the way.
Because, first,
oh, are you kidding?
First boom. Boom.
You have
time for the eaglets?
Well, you have the American symbol watching fireworks with the potential to freak out and kill the babies.
Do you call the show if the birds start to flip out?
Well, I think you should do a sportscaster impression and call the fireworks show.
So far, so good. The eaglets are nesting comfortably. Mom seems okay. Oh, my God, look at him go. That was close. That was a close. We're going to have to...
And looking at the pictures of these birds, they're pretty good size. I mean, they're already bigger than crows. I mean, these baby eagles.
Yeah. Oh, baby eagles are pretty big.
They're a big bird.
They're born large, relatively speaking, to other little birds.
Yeah.
This is the time of year when birds are being born. This is springtime still. Even though it's technically summer, all the babies are nesting. So much going on in nature. I drove by some deer with their little fawns. You ever seen a fawn walk?
Cute.
Only on film.
They kind of hop.
All wobbly and sweet.
Yeah. Well, they're wobbly when they're standing, but then when they walk, they don't walk.
It's
they
spring.
Go. They bounce almost like a caricature of a bunny.
That I've seen.
We also saw a bunny. Lisa doesn't want me to mention this, but she's asleep, right?
She's a what?
She doesn't want you to mention that you saw a bunny.
She doesn't want me to mention that the bunny is too near our garden. We have a bunny relocation plan.
Nice.
She did not.
I need to find one of them.
Yeah, that's a nice new keychain. You
have a heart traps.
Oh, the friendly release.
The friendly, yeah. And what do you put in it for a bunny? I guess what's in our garden?
Carrots. We love them, yeah.
That'd be some nice-ass carrots. Come on, I want to go inside that steel cage to get a carrot. All these fresh ones are over here.
But anyway, it's a beautiful time of year. Bear cubs. I also saw elk with little elk. Wow. Little elk are big, by the way. I can't imagine birthing one of those.
I
can't imagine birthing anything. Yeah, you can imagine birthing.
I can.
Yeah. So anyway, it's not possible to guarantee the chicks will be safe, say the people putting on the fireworks, but they believe by moving the whole display 1,000 feet and by taking out some of the loud booms, there's an extra margin of safety. Yeah. That's a fireworks thing I'd like to see more of anyway. You know those things that go up and they just do a little and then they do a boom and the whole place shakes? I think we could do without those. I'd rather have big colors in the sky. Who's with me?
I'm with you. 100% I'm with you.
No, Pedro, you like the
noise.
Big boom.
Come on. Really? I came to this country because of the noise.
You came to this country for this.
Yeah, that's the only reason why.
It's called with report when you're buying fireworks. If you want a big bang.
A whiff and then a report.
No, with W-I-T-H, report. The bang at the end of a light display.
Oh, it's a light with a report afterwards.
Yep.
When I'm reporting to you, the light just went boom. And when they do a 21-gun salute, when they do anything like that, it's called a report when they shoot the gun, right?
Yep, that's the sound, is the report.
Nothing better than the big Saturn ball, the one that goes up, and it looks like it's only going to be a little boom, then all of a sudden you get the big boom, and you get the rings around the ball. It looks like planet Saturn.
The planet Saturn,
you got to have those.
They call those a Saturn ball?
That's what I call them. I don't know what they call them. I would assume.
I'm right now, I'm fascinated by fireworks. We're going to Tulalip tomorrow night, and Lisa wants to stop by Boom City. You know, I haven't been in a couple of years. I've been fireworks free for a couple of years.
Have you been enjoying local shows? Or
yes, and, you know, the North Bend show it doesn't occur now. It occurs during the celebration they have later in the summer. But I think I might want to do a little display, and I don't want loud booms.
I'm with you. More flash, less.
You know, I play in a band with Jeff Cathan. I get that all year long.
You get that boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. Yeah,
solid.
So I think I want to get colors and lots of, you know, and I think I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I got to be careful too because forest fire danger.
Yeah,
too close to the forest.
You got to be careful for other reasons too.
What's that?
Just this morning, TMZ is reporting that ex-NBA star Gilbert Arenas has been arrested, not for the usual reason that sports figures are being arrested lately, you know, killing people.
Right, right.
But poor Mr. Arenas had a pickup truck, and around 2:30 in the morning, they pulled him over, and the truck was filled to the brim with illegal fireworks.
Now, this is the other thing. I got to know what's legal and what's illegal.
Yeah.
It depends on exactly where I am in this state, right?
I could tell you that the paparazzi saw that he had over 20 boxes of stuff that they were pulling out of his truck. So I'm sure that California is different than Washington. But saying, make sure you got
the legal wildfire country.
Maybe I'll set it off on the reservation. I am such a rule follower.
Well, that's good.
That's a wussy thing. I admire people who go, oh, screw the rules. My liberty, the people who made this country said, screw the rules.
I go to your house, Bob. If we're going to blow stuff away, we got to go to your house.
We'll see.
The entire show goes there. Well, can we organize something in your house, the entire show?
No.
Okay.
No, it would be just wonderful. I wonder, you guys haven't visited in a long time. I wonder if, you don't like me, other than that's just right here for 4 hours.
If it was a little bit closer, we'd be there all the time.
I know.
I still remember the epic year. I think it was your 40th birthday. It went all out and blew up North.
That's the last time I blew up a lot.
That was crazy.
That year, since that was 17 years ago, and hopefully they won't come after me, that year I purchased some things that I'm pretty sure you weren't supposed to purchase.
Yeah, things you use in battle. I mean, basically.
Things that, like a big PVC pipe.
I mean, it looked like missiles and stuff.
Well,
like that.
It goes in a big PVC pipe. Some of you will know what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's a mortar launch.
Was it like a 6-inch or a 4-inch PVC pipe? Yeah. You know what it was?
About 4.
4 inches. You know what I'm talking about.
Four
and I
PVC
had never,
pipe.
And by the way, this thing scared the death out of me. My dad was scared of sparklers. So this, as a little kid, I'm thinking this is very, and it is dangerous.
It is.
That's why you leave it to the pros.
Mm-hmm. You buy only a certain class of fireworks, and you blow them up where you're supposed to, and with proper supervision.
All right, I got to check into the rules. If any of my neighbors know what North Bend's policy is, you can text it to me at 52309. What about your policy in Bellevue, Joe?
Nothing. Not even a sparkler.
Nothing.
Yeah, it is a zero tolerance on.
You can't even light a cigarette around the 4th of July.
You better look around before you do. Yeah, they don't allow any.
Don't light a candle in your house.
No fireworks. No safe and sane. No nothing.
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 Heartbeat. Bellevue.
Yes.
We don't care about America.
Well, they now hold on.
Come to Bellevue, comrade.
Who cares?
Go to downtown Bellevue, and they will put on quite the displays.
So. Yes, put on by the government. Put on by the British Parliament.
Put on by the
Forget
City
about the Revolution.
Her Majesty the Queen invites you to Bellevue's 4th of July ceremony.
Yeah, downtown Bellevue's fireworks rival Seattle's. They're really good.
Hey.
What I love about them is I can hop on a bus in my neighborhood. It'll drop me off right at the fireworks. No hassles. Watch a beautiful show.
You are a good citizen.
Yeah.
And that'll return you to your house.
Now, they always had the symphony, and I think last year was the last year for the symphony. They had, and this is one of the only places where you could get...
Well, the reason is it knocked the young cellists out of their nests.
Yeah. Should have backed it up 1,000 feet.
You get live orchestra. I mean, having somebody.
Do, 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 do. Boom, boom.
Exactly. How would somebody play the 1812 Overture while you're watching fireworks? Cool.
What's the 18th? What is that?
Yeah.
William Tell Overture.
Well, that was the 1812. The William Tell is the horse racing. Yeah, but I think this year it's orchestra.
Isn't it, by the way, interesting that we still know a hit song from 1812?
Hey, that's my war, man.
But I mean, how much music of 1812? Like, if Casey Kasem was counting them down, do we know number two, number
just
four?
Just the one.
Just the one.
It's called "I May Have Rubella, But I Love You Still." Take my one good leg to town, Molly.
And I'm guessing this wasn't from
it. Stitch me up and send me back in, coach.
God. Bum, bum, bum. See, when the 1812 Overture was written, I don't think it was in 1812. I think it was a long time after.
1812 was the Battle of Fort McHenry. Rockets, red glare bombs bursting in air, baby.
And this is the tribute.
That's my war.
To 1812.
Why is that your war?
Baltimore, Maryland, Fort McHenry. British decided they didn't like the outcome of that first Civil War or first Revolutionary War, wanted to take the country back.
Oh, that's right.
They wanted a mulligan.
Don't know this history.
Yep.
So they came back and tried in 1812 to take the country back, and it fizzled.
Yep. From the Battle of 1814 in New Orleans, Battle of New Orleans. That war lasted for a couple of 2-3 years, and British finally said, okay, you're right. You guys are
Eric, do you know when the 1812 Overture was written?
I do, as a matter of fact. It was written in 1880 by Tchaikovsky, but it wasn't about our battle. It was about Napoleon trying to take over Russia.
Wow. Did that also happen in 1812?
Yes, it did.
So did we just appropriate that and make it about our battle in our minds?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the fact that the French were fighting the Russians meant that the French couldn't have our back. And that's one of the reasons the British decided it was time to go back and retake the colonies.
So it was all intertwined.
Yep.
There were several battles.
Only reason we won the Revolutionary War is because we brought in the French.
This History Minute.
Brought to you by Mel Gibson and the movie Patriot.
No, that's not true. It was brought to you by AT&T Mobility.
All right. Icons collide as bald eagle eaglets move our fireworks 1,000 feet.
I hope it's
Post
enough.
Office celebrates.
Yeah.
When speaking of fireworks, in North Bend, you can only set them off between 9 a.m. and midnight on the 4th of July itself.
Oh, but so I can.
Yeah.
As long as I'm careful. All right. Yeah. That's good to know.
Any classification that he's not supposed to buy above? Because there are class, you know.
Shh, this is all I need to know.
Okay. Midnight.
But here's the thing. Shoot. I'm playing a gig and I'm going to be gone then. What about the day before or the day after?
You'd be breaking the law.
All right.
But you live in the country. By the time they get to you,
it'll all
be exploded.
No. See this? This is a giant bullhorn.
Yeah. Of liberty.
Dun, dun. Speaking of that, a lot of people want us to use that bullhorn to plug their fireworks stand up at Boom City.
Oh, yeah, we'll say hi to your fireworks stands in Boom City. I'm coming up there tomorrow. Who wants me to come by?
Well, our friends at Oh Well, I don't know if they're still there, but that's a tradition where the big Orca Well was. They out of
they're not there now? Anymore, Spike.
Nope,
says.
They're done.
Or you could go to One Night Stand at Boom City and talk to Blake.
One Night Stand, Boom City, Blake. Thank you, Blake. Where is Boom City now? It's been a few years since I've been there.
It's right up the street from White River Amphitheater.
Not White River. Boom City, isn't Boom City Tulalip?
I thought Boom City was Tulalip.
Yeah, well,
what
so
did
you're
I
thinking
just
of a different
by?
One.
No, there's, believe me.
Oh, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. In fact, we'll give you a plug for your, but we also have to do the various municipalities. Be careful and make sure you're doing what's okay in your municipality. And please, we need you to have all your fingers when we come back from the holiday. I don't know why, particularly. Well, you need to push the radio button.
Right, right. You can't do it with big nubs and stuff, bandages. Yeah. Bad for business.
Yeah.
I mean, for you, how many fingers do you need to play the piano parts that you play?
I need them all. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I could use an extra 10, actually.
Oh, okay.
I got a rather disturbing email about that a couple days ago. Puget Sound Blood Center. You know, it's like, we need you. 4th of July is coming. We're going to need lots of blood. I mean, they know.
Yeah.
That you're, you know, there's going to be people getting hurt.
Randy in Tacoma, hello.
Hi, Bob. Hey, a few years ago, we were over at a friend's house, and you know how you were talking about putting the shooting the mortars out of the PVC pipe?
I was, wasn't I? Long time ago.
Yeah, well, my friend put about 5 or 6 tubes in a 5-gallon bucket.
Oh.
And then filled it up with concrete. And then, we could shoot 4 or 5, 6 of them off at a time. Well, the only bad thing about that whole thing is my son, not knowing, he just wanted to light the fireworks, you know, and he put it in upside down. And those have so much power, completely blew the bucket apart.
Of course.
Concrete and everything.
That's called shrapnel. That'll kill people.
Yeah, we were lucky. Nobody got hurt. We were all fairly close, but nobody got hurt. Thank God. That was... So you got to be really, really, really careful.
This is why what Joe does is actually the best. Take a town bus to a square, sit there and watch people who are bonded and insured and get faced and then ride that bus home.
Yes.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And you are intact exactly. The next morning.
Yep. It's a tradition.
That's a good public service announcement. Thank you, Randy.
Yep. Have a great holiday.
We will. Jeannie in Skycomish, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Can you hear me?
I hear you great.
Okay, good. I'm actually live in Bothell, but I work in Skycomish 3 days a week. And I'm headed there right now. And I was thinking about the whole bald eagle thing. And at first I was like, yeah, that would be awesome that they move that and protect the little bald eagles. And then I thought, wait a minute. There's like a ton of bald eagles in Skycomish, and they shoot off fireworks every year. And I know for a fact they don't really worry about the bald eagles falling out of their nests and things like that. And
so we're coddling those Kirkland eagles. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
Kirkland's only got 3, though. Just the 3.
But, you know, these eagles. First off, these eagles, if they had half a brain, which I don't think birds do, they would know that this is a symbol of how we protect them. They're a protected species. They should be grateful and live and sit in their nest and enjoy the fireworks
display.
They
got the best view of anybody up there.
So
yeah, they would stand up and put their hand over their heart, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, what a girl.
Jeannie, you're great. So but, you know, they're birds and they don't know. I remember a time when you would never see an eagle. In fact, I saw my first bald eagle upon moving here to the Pacific Northwest, but there weren't as many of them 20 years ago as there are now.
I love the fact these things are like squirrels now. They're just in the city park. I mean, yeah.
So, all right, Jeannie, thank you for that. Fireworks time.
I love this. Now somebody's texting. if you go to Boom City, tell Blake the Dark from Valley says what's up. So now how many messages are we delivering?
I don't know, but I'll walk around.
We're not your operator.
When I have gone in the past, I walk around to all the booths and get a little something from everybody.
What area am I thinking of? The one that's right by White River? Because I thought that was Boom City.
Well, that's the Muckleshoots, right?
Muckleshoots tribe is down there. And all the Indian nations have the right and the privilege to sell fireworks on their reservation lands. Boom City, though, is up at Tulalip.
Seems like all of my neighbors have the right to buy whatever crap sounds the nastiest and blow it up for 3 days straight.
Yeah.
I have the worst neighborhood for this car.
So they do it for 3 days.
They start the day before and they don't end till the day after.
That's what I think it ought to be.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
That's great. I hope your baby sleeps through it and your new dog doesn't totally lose his freaking mind.
I know.
I hope it's good. That's what you think it
should be. Kudos to North Bend. You should move to North Bend.
I really should.
6:38. Coming up just a little bit, we're going to speak with Nick Walenda. Is that him on the phone now? Wow. One is hope, but the top hat on my head is all you see. People all over the world watched in amazement and prayed for tightrope walker Nick Walenda's safety as he became the first person ever to cross the Grand Canyon on a tightrope. He was untethered at 1,500 feet above the Colorado River. If you witnessed this incredible feat, I don't have to tell you, Nick is a guy who puts his faith in God with every step. The title of his memoir is Balance, a story of faith, family, and life on the line. Nick's family, by the way, the Flying Walendas. He is the seventh generation to carry on the daredevil tradition. Nick Walenda, congratulations on that dramatic, successful walk, and welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, boy. So, by the way, watching you makes me scared for you. You know that. That's part of what you do, right?
That's right.
What do you think about that emotion in all those other people? And do you have any fear yourself?
You know, do I have any fear? I have a fear of God, and that's about it. A deep respect for him. But that is part of the excitement of what I do, is that fear. And I think that drama, I think there's a certain demographic and a certain number of people of those 13 million in the U.S. alone that we're watching that were watching to see me fall. And that's part of our human psyche.
Yeah. And do you like proving them wrong? Or do you?
It's a good feeling when I get to the other side, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think that... I'm just as guilty as anyone else. I'll watch a race sometimes and see, you know, is there going to be an accident? That's just kind of the way that we're made up. So I don't have a problem with that. I completely understand that. And if I was on the other side of the screen, I'd probably be watching for the same thing. Not necessarily hoping they'll fall, but watching to see if they'll fall.
Right. And as a person of faith, you know that nobody is perfect except the Lord.
That's right.
And so you do know that you are taking a risk, and you do know that you could perish.
Absolutely, and that's what I want to make sure everybody understands, is in no way do I feel like God holds me on that wire. I feel like God's given me an incredibly unique talent, and it's up to me whether I train properly, and that's where training is so vital and so important. Again, I give God the glory, but again, he does not keep me up there.
That's right.
He's given
so
me the talent. Training. I trained in my hometown of Sarasota, Florida for this event, 92 mile an hour winds I trained in. We knew 4 years of studies that we wouldn't have more than 60 miles per hour. I have wind machines in my training facility in Florida in the form of airboats, actually. Wind gusts 45 to 55 miles per hour. I trained during Tropical Storm Andrea, 52 mile an hour winds with a torrential downpour for an hour and a half. So really, it's about preparing for the absolute worst case so that I know I'm prepared for anything.
Tell me about and by the way, you've rehearsed this many times, not over a 1,500-foot canyon, so you know that you're comfortable on the rope automatically, right?
That's correct. It's very important that I walk multiple times. We do what we call laps on the wire, which is where we'll do repetitions, so that I'll walk 4,000 feet if I'm only going to do 1,000 feet or 1,400 feet or whatever,
right,
so that I'm prepared for no matter what I'm going to face. I know I have enough endurance. I know I can face the winds. And also, that wire is a safe haven. It's hard for most to comprehend, but if there's ever an issue, I go down to that wire. Even if it's a big wind gust, we know there's not. We knew, we'd done the studies for 4 years, there wasn't any strong enough wind gust to blow me over off of that wire.
Right.
I've got a
right.
balancing pole, so I have recovery time. I would have recovered, got down to that wire, and held on.
So much like a
the wire. fire for 20 to 30 minutes, and my rescue teams are chained.
They would be right there for you. So much like a juggler, by the way, you think, oh, my God, oh, my God. If he misses a milk bottle or something, and he can catch it below, or he can just pick it up and put it back in a thing, the wire is not like, it's not like if you lose your balance, you're going down to the canyon. That's unlikely.
Correct. That wire is at my feet. It's a safe haven.
Still, Nick, I want to hear the night before what you took to go to sleep, or if you took anything. And then I want to hear, like, waking up that morning, what do you feel like on Sunday the 23rd?
It's pretty funny, to be honest. I get that question a lot. What did you do the day before? What did you do the day of? Well, let me just go through that real quick. The day before I woke up, I grabbed my kids and my wife and some friends, and we went to a Sedona, and we went to Slide Rock, which is a natural rock formation. We played all day there. I climbed up a couple mountainsides, actually. There was rocks there to climb. So I climbed up some rocks. We went to dinner. I went home, went to sleep by 9:30, woke up around 7 in the morning, had breakfast, went and played with my kids and friends, volleyball and then horseshoes. Went back to my room, got changed. We were about an hour and a half away at a resort. Got in my car with my driver and my family and slept the entire way there. And my wife woke me up and said, hey, you're on in 45 minutes. You need to get up and go get changed. And I got changed, and I walked out, and we started filming live.
So wait a minute. You slept like a baby?
Absolutely. This is something I've done my entire life. It's hard for people to comprehend, but 7 generations and 200 years of my family, I started walking a wire at the age of 2.
And when you get changed, you change into blue jeans, denim blue jeans. That surprises a lot of people.
I had a couple different things that I was going to wear, but I decided, you know what? One of the things that I hope to portray to people is that I'm not insane. I'm not nuts. I have a beautiful wife and 3 kids. And yes, I'm risking my life, but I believe that when I cross the street in New York City, I'm risking my life too. And when I go to the grocery store, when I'm home in my hometown of Sarasota, Florida, I give my wife and kids a hug and a kiss if they're not with me, saying, hey, guys, I'll see you in a bit. I love you.
Right. You're risking your life just being in Florida.
Really? Yeah. You're talking about crossing several streets in New York City from what I read yesterday. You want to do a really unprecedented walk in New York where you're having a little hard time getting...
Well, tune in for his next National Geographic special. Jaywalking in New York.
Well, you want to go from what?
Discovery Channel. Let's not say Nat Geo. It's Discovery.
Oh, I'm sorry. Discovery. I got it back. I got the plug wrong. I apologize.
From the Chrysler Building to the Empire State Building or something?
That is definitely a dream. Now, that's a long... There's a lot that has to get... You know, we have to get permission for. That was something I mentioned on TV because it's been a dream of mine for a long time, as well as, like, the Time Warner buildings, a mile over Central Park. I have many, many of them. But and as far as them coming out, the police commissioner had someone call him and put him in a precarious position, and he said, look, we got to keep New Yorkers protected and safe. We couldn't allow this. And I respect that 100%, but I would never put a New Yorker or anyone else, for that matter, at risk. And we have a lot of procedures and paperwork, so it's very, very premature to actually come to any conclusions. We haven't even knocked on the first door.
You say you have many, many of these planned, Nick. Now, every great athlete's skills decline, and I put you in the great athlete category, but when A-Rod stops hitting home runs, he just strikes out more, you know? When your skills decline, when there is that one error, that's it. Do you have an end date, or do you have a, you know?
And I'll speak to my great-grandfather who lost his life in 1978 between 2 buildings in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Probably one of the greatest wire walkers in history. He was 73 years old, and at that age, he should have not have been on the wire. He did everything right, and I welcome you to invite you to go on YouTube and watch that video. It's not pretty, but it shows what happened. He goes down to the safety of that wire, as I spoke about recently, and he goes to grab on and can't hold on. He did not have the strength to hold on, and he had no business being on the wire. He also had a double hernia and an injured collarbone. With all due respect, he is the inspiration behind what I do. I'll be retiring at 45, 50 at the latest.
I thought you were going to say 71 and a half.
67 when the rest of us get to.
Yeah, as soon as the Medicare kicks in. Nick, it is amazing what you do. And the Flying Willendas, and this is your family, this is your heritage. Tell us a little bit about the physical conditioning you do to stay in shape now.
Well, I spend 4 to 5 hours a day, 4 to 5 days a week on a wire. So I'm on a wire a lot training. And then also I'm in the gym. I'm in the gym every morning from about 6 to 8 in the morning. Then I'll go to my practice facility. I'll train there for a while. And really it's really about spending time on that wire. There's no way in the gym to really prepare for walking a wire other than just to keep you in shape. I do a lot of try to do a lot of running and stuff just to keep up my energy.
Is 13 million viewers a record for the Discovery Channel?
It is darn close. It's not their highest rating ever, but it is an incredible rating, especially in the demo that we hit. It was an amazing event, and we are planning our next one already.
Is it an amazing world now that people like you have outlets like the Discovery Channel? See, I'm getting in all those plugs because I blew it before.
I have a book you mentioned a little while ago called Balance, The Story of Faith, Family, and Life on the Line that just came out, and it talks about that, the fact that I've taken this age-old art, one of the oldest forms of art that toured, that people, you know, before vaudeville, I mean, it was circuses came to town, and it was the only form. There wasn't a movie theater to go to. You'd go see the circus, and everybody in town would. And I've taken it to a modern era, and now we have, you know, social media, Twitter. We had 1.3 million tweets the other night while I was on the wire. That is unbelievable.
It is a part of our changing culture and society that we can appreciate some of the oldest arts that had really fallen victim to, you know, sitcom TV being the primary way for people to entertain themselves. Fascinating.
Absolutely correct.
Well, I watched it do Niagara Falls, and I watched it do the Grand Canyon, and it was just incredible. And I did wonder why there weren't maybe more corporate sponsorships, Nike or whatever. And I thought to myself, well, maybe they're reluctant in case you don't make it. But now that you're really building up a track record of success, do you expect, you know, shoe deals and more big corporations wanting to get behind you?
Yeah, there is a little bit of that. And you're right, there is a little reluctance because of what I do and the danger in it. But people definitely respect me at this point and realize, as you saw, Mitsubishi was a huge sponsor, and it's awesome when those companies step up and are willing to support an event like this. I try to keep it pretty clean. I don't want to turn into, again, respect them deeply, but a NASCAR driver with 300 logos all over me and stuff. I want to make it, what I do, I think, is so spiritual for others, even though it may not have the same beliefs as me. It doesn't matter. It's just spiritual to see a guy do something like that. Kind of, I think I hope that it inspires people. I hope it puts people in a position of appreciate everything you have, appreciate every day could be your last. And I try to live my life that way, not because of my occupation, because of life in general, and hope to inspire people to live that way. And it just makes life so much easier to respect others and treat others, kindly.
Nick Walenda, the title of your memoir, I think, says it all. Balance, A Story of Faith, Family, and Life on the Line. We have a link to it at bobrivers.com. Nice to meet you, Nick. All the
Thank
best.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, bye. I didn't get to ask him about all the people who made fun of him because of how many times he said Jesus.
What's the point? He's not going to respond to that.
I'll respond for him.
Go ahead.
Go pound.
Yeah, exactly.
In the name of Jesus.
Exactly.
I mean, I was right there. Might as well say hi.
And he kind of did respond, though, because he said that Jesus wasn't going to hold the wire.
You know, he did.
Him.
That's right. Jesus wasn't holding the wire. But he's grateful. You know, I view the extreme religious thing. I don't have that extreme, like, have to tell everybody all the time. But I view it as a gratitude for the joy of being alive. And you're going to thank somebody? I mean, you can thank nature. God bless nature. Or nature bless nature. Yeah. I don't know what you would say.
Thank you, rosin guy who made these shoes. You're the best.
Yeah.
Thank you, steel cable man.
Well, all I know is if I were that guy doing that and thinking that God had the power to help me or to bring that big gust of wind, my sin-in ratio would go way down as I got close to the event. I wouldn't even tell him.
Tighten your stuff up.
You have a high sinning ratio right now, is that what you're saying?
Well, everybody does. I mean,
you do.
Everybody sins. Everybody lies. Everybody, you know, does things that are deceitful. But the week before, I would cleanse myself of any fib.
So you have the ability to sin less, but you're just saving it for when you're near death.
Well, for when I'm putting myself in a precarious situation, and there's none more precarious than that.
But then you don't believe what he said. You believe God could blow you over with a gust of wind. He doesn't believe that, ironically.
I heard him say that God isn't keeping him on the wire. I never heard him say that God couldn't splash him like a bug anytime he wanted to.
I see. You think God just in his spare moments goes, yeah, I don't like that show. Kill the star.
Question that we missed that a text messenger brought up is he's got kids. This is the Flying Walendas. Are these kids out there walking around on a rope?
Oh, I could answer that for you.
Is he doing this so they don't have to?
No, they're all doing it. The
really?
Woman that he married. Remember I was doing the commercials for this thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll give a little inside information. The company that prepped me to get all the information to be able to do the commercials for this, and they sent me like 20 pages of background on this guy, which I actually read. So I actually did the research to
I love that.
Commercial.
When the Discovery Channel does commercials,
they
really, they send you the show ahead of time so you can watch it.
They want you to care.
Gold Rush thing. And they,
And at first I was like, oh, Flying Wilander, sure. But then when I got the packet and I started reading about him, I was like, this could be a really huge event, which it was. But the thing about Nick Wilander is that he married another kind of circus carny lifetime. I mean, she was like the biggest thing in Estonia or wherever she's from. And they have three circus kids. He was 2 years old when his mom first put him on a wire. He grew up walking on a wire.
Right.
Three of his family members were killed on the wire.
Oh, I know.
He's only exclusively ever done the wire. Like when he says that he's going to retire, he's not going to go retire and go work for Amazon. He's never going to do anything again.
He's going to, or he's going to train his kids to
be up
there.
His kids are 100% up on the
wire. Can you imagine being the Wilinda kid? Who's afraid of heights? How picked on you would be?
Impossible. Float him down the river.
Yeah.
Can't be. Cannot be.
I just want to play chess. I just want to be a chess player.
I want to be a professional chess player.
Yeah.
You know the old days when they used to have like those human pyramids up on the wires? Like way, way back. Some of the first video. His family would do that. And like three guys died doing one of these things. And his father watched his own brother die. And they still put the kids on the wire. I mean, this guy's not some David Blaine put me in a box, stick, you know, and everybody watch me. Right. This is his life, his whole life.
6:53. 8 million electronic devices get destroyed every year by something in your home. It can kill your phone or your iPad if you're not careful.
Listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're starting to see some pretty heavy traffic now northbound 405 through the S-curves that stretches into the Kennedale Hill. Southbound 405 approaching 527 and 522, both those areas a little bit sluggish at the moment. And we're also starting to see that heavier crowding I-5 southbound from 148th just north of Linwood all the way down into Shoreline already starting to pick up. Got some rainfall coming down as well, and it looks like some pretty wet pavement.
This traffic report is brought to you by Pier 1 Imports.
You know, girls, this 4th of July, I'm not going to watch those big, loud bursts of color. I'm going to decorate with them.
Yes. Right now, get up to 20% off outdoor furniture, entertaining, and decor at Pier 1 Imports.
How far underwater is too far underwater for you and your home? Give my friends at Keel Mortgage a call at 888-778-KNINENL. Believe me, there are amazing programs available right now, and interest rates are starting to tick back up. You got to call now. Find out what Keel can do for you and your family. You could save hundreds of dollars every single month. I'm telling you, hundreds of dollars every single month. Keel Mortgage at 888-778-KNINENL. Washington State, CL number 53969.
Celebrating America's great wide open spaces starts with Cabela's 4th of July sale. You'll find everything you need for fishing, camping, and enjoying summer with the whole family. There's savings throughout the store, including 25% off select Cabela's men's, women's, and kids' swimwear and performance tops. And check out our new insect defense clothing. If it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, don't miss Cabela's 4th of July sale, now through July 7th, or shop at Cabela's.com.
When the Declaration of Independence was signed, it created a great reason to wave our flags, watch fireworks exploding in the sky, and dive into a mouth-watering spread of food. At Safeway, we think the best 4th of July show is the one on your plate. So we're offering spectacular club card deals right now to help you celebrate the great American cookout. Juicy chops hot off the grill should get a lot of oohs and ahs from the crowd. Boneless top loin center cut pork chops are an irresistible $2.99 a pound in the extreme value pack. Everybody loves chips at a cookout, and you're going to love this deal. Safeway has Lay's potato chips, buy one, get one free, select flavors. And you certainly need a lot of fixins. Right now, condiments are buy one, get one free, like French's yellow mustard, Hidden Valley Ranch dressings, and Vlasic pickles. Selected sizes and varieties. Mix and match for a jaw-dropping, eye-popping, star-spangled celebration of food. Just stop by Safeway. You're sure to put on quite a show. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Right now at Burger King, mix and match any two of our delicious signature sandwiches for just $5. That's right. Pick any combination you want for just $5. Whether you're craving the Whopper sandwich and the original chicken sandwich, the original chicken sandwich and the premium Alaskan fish sandwich, or the Whopper and another Whopper, it's now just $5. With a 2-for-$5 deal, every combination is the perfect combination. open, so don't miss it. Come in today and get any two sandwiches for just $5. Only at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
At Taco Time, we have a simple rule. We don't serve anything to our guests that we wouldn't serve to our own families. And that attitude pretty much affects everything we do. Take our lettuce. Basic ingredient, right? But to make sure it's as fresh and tasty as possible, we spend a couple hours every morning at every single Taco Time washing and shredding whole heads of iceberg lettuce for the day. We believe that's time well spent, because it means you won't get lettuce that's been pre-shredded in a factory somewhere and treated with preservatives. Taco Time's lettuce tastes fresh because it is fresh. It's the same reason we've made our hot sauce and salsa from scratch using the same family recipe for 50 years. And it's why we freshly shred our Dairy Gold cheese every single morning. So stop by and taste what makes Taco Time, Taco Time. We love to know what you think, because after all, you're kind of like family. To learn more about our commitment to fresh, local food, check out TacoTimeNW.com.
Look at this ad for TVs. They've got some low prices, like a 32-inch TV for just $249 and a 42-inch TV for $399.
Those sound like good deals.
But I've never heard of these brands, and there's no reviews anywhere.
Well, a good price on a bad TV is a bad deal.
Exactly.
But you know you can get those low prices on the top brands like Samsung, LG, Panasonic, and Toshiba.
How?
Just go to Video Only. They only carry the top brands, and they've got those low prices.
So I get a great price on a good TV, and...
That makes a good deal.
Okay. I'm off to Video Only to check this out.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
You may have to wait for the big fireworks show, but not for the 4th of July sale at Mattress Discounters. Right now, get 4 years interest-free financing on the entire Tempur-Pedic Cloud Collection on approved credit. Even get a queen-size Sealy Gel Memory Foam mattress for just $497. Visit saveatmd.com for details. So don't wait. Mattress Discounters 4th of July sale is ending soon.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
As you listen to the notes float through the mountain air, you ask yourself, what wine goes best with jazz? A crisp Pinot Grigio? A bold Cabernet? Welcome to the Toast of the Cascades at Snoqualmie Casino. Renowned jazz artists Bob James and David Sanborn join the best vintners of Washington, Oregon, and California for an evening of jazz, wines, and artisan cheeses. All on our stunning panoramic Mountain View Plaza, Saturday, August 24th, 7 p.m. Visit snowcasino.com for tickets. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
Have you noticed? Things are really moving at your neighborhood QFC. And it's no wonder. You already know that QFC is the best place in town to get low prices on the great food you need every week for you and your family. But here's an added plus you might not know about. Every time you shop, you'll be earning fuel points at the same time, automatically. Save up all those fuel points, and they'll add up to help you save big at the pumps. Actually, it's like saving twice. Once on all the food on your shopping list with low QFC prices, and again on fuel when you rack up those fuel points and save on every gallon at the pumps. So, get a move on, grab your shopping list, and see how much you'll save.
Now your fuel points can add up twice as fast at QFC. Just load this month's digital coupon to your Advantage card and earn 2 times your fuel points every time you shop, every day of the week. Go to qfc.com/summerfuel for more info. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. QFC. You know it's going to be good.
All right, summer's here. Better call Josh and get our tent back. Oh, Brian has the bike. And Justin has the kayak.
This year, tell your friends to get their own gear. At the REI Kickstart Summer event, everyone saves up to 25% on some of our favorite gear and clothing. Plus, members earn a $20 bonus card by spending $100 or more. Restrictions apply.
Oops, I've got John's camp stove.
And get yourself something, too. The REI Kickstart Summer event, June 21st through the 30th.
This summer, Pepsi wants everyone to share their iconic summer photos. For every photo uploaded to Pepsi.com during this program, Pepsi will make a donation to charities that support our troops and families in need. So pop open your Pepsi and share your iconic summer picture today. Pepsi, live for now. Visit Pepsi.com for more information.
from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. Taking a look at your drive, it's turning into a slow one, that's for sure. Southbound 405 pretty backed up from just south of the I-5 405 split in Linwood down to 522. We're kind of bottlenecks there. Linwood to Bellevue right now taking you about 40 minutes. Everett to Seattle, a 54-minute drive. Federal Way to Seattle, northbound I-5 taking you 40 minutes. And if you're headed across Lake Washington, it looks like if you're headed Issaquah to Seattle via I-90, that drive's only going to take you about 17 minutes. So the floating bridge looking pretty good.
This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate.
Local Allstate agents know the ins and outs of insurance here in the Washington area, so they can offer you all sorts of local insurance advice. They'll help you get the protection you need and the discounts you deserve. Find an agent near you at allstate.com.